The time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning. I'm Chuck Smith. The number of COVID-19 cases in Louisiana continues to rise. The latest numbers available from the Louisiana Department of Health's website show there have been 13,010 cases, up from 9,150 cases reported Friday. The number of COVID-19-related deaths on Friday was 310 deaths. At last report, that too has risen to 477. 61 of the 64 parishes in the state have reported cases. 1,802 COVID-19 patients are hospitalized, with more than 561 on ventilators. A growing concern is how local jails and state and federal prisons may become hot zones for more COVID-19 cases as inmate populations aren't able to practice social distancing. Corrections staff are also at risk. A press statement posted Sunday from the Caddo Parish Sheriff's Office reports an inmate at Caddo Correctional Center has tested positive for COVID-19. The male inmate, who has underlying health conditions, developed a temperature and was sent to Ochsner LSU Hospital, where he tested positive. He remains at the hospital and will not return to CCC. The 145-man housing unit where the inmate was assigned has been placed under quarantine for 14 days. Inmates are having their temperatures taken twice a day in accordance with Centers for Disease Control protocols. Sheriff Steve Prater said every inmate at CCC will also be issued a protective mask. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says more than 19,000 beds are available to take care of patients with COVID-19. That's up from about 8,100 2 weeks ago.
Importantly, also, we have more than 2,000 ICU beds that are available. And a number a lot of people have been interested in finding out about. We have identified 8,741 ventilators to be used for those who may need them because of COVID-19.
Abbott says Texas now has more than 5,400 confirmed COVID-19 cases, including 91 deaths. Arkansas health officials say the number of coronavirus cases in the state has risen to 837 and COVID-19 deaths increased to 16. Governor Asa Hutchinson said the number of cases now includes 14 people at a federal prison in Forest City. He also explained that Arkansas's COVID-19 case numbers are well below than what earlier projections predicted.
Today, under the projections, we were supposed to be at 2,000 cases. So instead of 2,000 cases, we have 837 cases, which obviously is again an indication of beating that trend line that was established weeks ago.
Hutchinson also said he will begin wearing a mask in public as recently recommended by the Centers for Disease Control and encouraged others to do the same.
And I'm here today to tell you that I will be complying with that directive. I will be utilizing a mask whenever it's appropriate and social distancing does not work.
The most COVID-19 cases in Arkansas are from the 45 to 64 age group. The vast majority of those who contract COVID-19 recover from the illness. This is Red River Radio News.